I'm always in fear and trepidation when I hear the Gospel of John the Baptizer on this second Sunday of Advent. I still remember very clearly the words of Bishop Sullivan as he presented me with the book of the Gospels at my diaconate ordination almost 12 years ago. "Receive the Gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach." Who, me? A herald of the gospel? My friends, today we find ourselves in the desert with a strange and disheveled person clothed in rough camel's hair, his face emaciated and stern, dining on strange food and proclaiming that we need to make ourselves ready for the Lord. Notice that John doesn't proclaim his message in the temple or anywhere else in Jerusalem, but on the banks of the Jordan River. At this busy crossing place, so significant in the history of Israel's journey into the Promised Land, John urges the people to cross over into God's forgiveness through the waters of a ritual baptism of repentance. In Greek, metanoia or repentance means a turning around and facing another direction. To repent is to resolve to change. It's not just casually saying, "I'm sorry," or "pardon me." It's a deep awareness of the need we have for God's cleansing presence in our lives. John the Baptizer invites us to an examination of our consciences about our fidelity to Jesus Christ, into whom we were baptized. John's message is clearly a wake-up call for the people that we hear about in the gospel today. The people recognize their sinfulness and choose to go into the waters, not just for cleansing, but for rebirth in the faith and the ideals that were their heritage. John the Baptizer's whole being, his words, his actions, speak of the coming of God. John's message of repentance was present not only in his words, but in his whole life. John was the message. And today, John the Baptizer wanders into the desert of our lives and invites us to start over. Today, we hear at the beginning of our gospel the same words that began the book of Genesis, the beginning. And the message from the beginning, make yourselves new. Begin again. Because something is about to happen that will change everything. This is your friend. This is your chance for a fresh start. To make things right with God. Brothers and sisters, we began Advent last Sunday with a wake-up call that encouraged us to be watchful and to be alert. And all of today's scriptures continue that encouragement and tell us basically to clean up our act, if you will. But in spite of the spine tingling and stirring opening words we hear in today's gospel, there's a good chance, however, that the call to repentance may not move us. We might even try and argue that the strong appeals in today's scriptures really don't apply to us. We aren't bad people. Would we be listening to the word of God if we were? We try to live decent lives, do our jobs, make ends meet, and deal with people fairly. And we have our faults, but our paths, for the most part, are pretty straight. But are they? Like a house that's neat but a long time abandoned. We may not notice that a fine layer of dust has settled into every nook and cranny of our lives. The dusty kind of sins, rarely noticed without a closer look. Complacency, procrastination, taking people for granted, self-preoccupation, mindless consumerism as seen on the day after Thanksgiving, chronic complaining, ingratitude, laziness, never putting a hand out to help someone else. My friends, this is the sinful condition that is in need of repentance. John the Baptizer spoke to an age much like our own. We don't like to hear people talk about sin. We would much rather try to explain all human suffering and failing and evil in terms of psychological disorders, social change, stress, anxiety, and so on. But sin is a very personal and concrete thing. There is sin in the world because we have allowed ourselves to become foolish, dull, and selfish. Like the prophets of old, John the Baptizer called for a return to righteousness, to lives of integrity, to relationships rooted in honesty and respect. John the Baptizer's message gives us hope, because while preaching repentance, he pointed to the possibility of change in us and the possibility of changing the world with ourselves. As an Advent people, we're caught like the Israelites returning to Jerusalem in our first reading between a world that is dying and at the same time a world waiting to be reborn. The work of Advent is to bring about that rebirth, to prepare a world that is ready for the Lord's coming. Make the crooked path straight. Don't put zigzags in God's way. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains. Don't put obstacles in God's path. Transform the wastelands around us into harvests of justice and forgiveness. Smooth out the rough edges, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed for all flesh to see. My friends, it's no accident that the feast day of John the Baptizer comes around the summer solstice when the light begins to decrease, symbolizing John's own statement that he must decrease in importance to make way for the light of the world, Jesus Christ, born near the winter solstice when the light begins to increase. Advent is a season of expectation as we anticipate the Lord's arrival into our consciousness, our hearts, and our history. The season of Advent tells us something about God who, despite all of our imperfections, has a love for us so strong that it conceives divine life in our humanity. Advent is that treasured time to ask quietly and humbly how we will love in return. Brothers and sisters, during this season of Advent, John the Baptizer calls out to us, imploring us. You have another chance, he tells us. Seize it. Repent. Prepare. Make what is crooked in our lives straight, because the closer we allow Jesus into our lives, the straighter and smoother our ways become. My friends, last week we began not just the season of Advent, but a new liturgical year. So consider this a time for making New Year's resolutions, for resolving to live differently, resolving to make room for God. Amen.
Amen.